Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, welcome to all our dedicated scholars out there, and thank you for tuning into Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to audio corner for all things doctoral. I'm your host, and today we're diving headfirst into the vibrant world of academic writing, research, and the grand finale of your PhD journey, the dissertation. Now, I know what you might be thinking, 90 days to craft a dissertation, but stay with me. Together, we're going to unpack the mystique surrounding doctoral studies and break it down into digestible, actionable steps. We're not just going to talk about the process, we're going to walk through it side by side in a way that's simple, straightforward, and most importantly, doable. Think of this space as your virtual roundtable, a place where wisdom meets practicality. I'm here to share not just theories, but also the kind of practical advice you can apply right after you unplug your earphones. Whether you're at the proposal stage, in the thick of data collection, or staring down the barrel of the writing process itself, our aim is to make this journey as smooth and as panic-free as possible. We're all about keeping things relatable here, so feel free to nod along, ask your screen some rhetorical questions, or have those light bulb moments, because we're about to get real with what it takes to craft a dissertation that not only satisfies your committee, but also, more importantly, makes you proud. So grab your favorite note-taking tools and let's get the ball rolling. It's time to demystify this doctoral capstone and get you geared up for the home stretch of your academic marathon. Here's to your success. Let's make these next 90 days truly transformative. Let's dive into the first segment of our podcast today, the purpose of a doctorate. Now, some folks might tell you that getting your doctorate is about stuffing your brain with as much knowledge as possible. Sure, you do need to know your stuff, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. In reality, your doctorate is your chance to make waves, not just ride them. It's about adding something new to the conversation in your field, creating that tiny ripple in the academic pond that can lead to new understanding, new practices, or even new inventions. It's your turn to contribute, to put your stamp on the vast passport of knowledge. So how do you start? Well, let's get down to brass tacks with a practical tip. Identifying a research gap in existing literature. It's like finding a missing piece in a puzzle. To do this, you've got to dig deep into the research that's already out there. Read articles, dissertations, books, and then ask yourself, what's missing? What questions are left unanswered? Now here's an actionable step for you. After your literature marathon, jot down three questions that your field hasn't answered yet. Think of it as your academic wish list. These questions can be big or small. Size doesn't matter here. What matters is that they're unanswered and they spark a bit of excitement in you. They could be as broad as, how does artificial intelligence impact social behavior? Or as specific as, what enzymes are responsible for this rare biochemical process? Remember, these questions are the seeds of your research. Nurture them. One of these sprouts could grow into your dissertation topic, and that's where the magic begins. By tackling these questions, you're not just earning a title, you're pushing boundaries, you're changing the game, you're contributing to the collective human understanding. And isn't that something spectacular? Take a moment today, carve out some thinking space, and let those questions flow. Who knows? The answer to one of your questions could be the next big thing in your field. All right, we're rolling into segment two, time to tackle a biggie, the time commitment. Now, there's this myth floating around that your doctoral program is like a black hole sucking in every second of your time. People think you must live and breathe your research 24/7, right? Wrong. Here's the deal. It's not about giving all your time, it's about giving smart time. Time management and structure aren't just buzzwords, they're your best friends on this journey. Believe it or not, balance is possible. It's not just a myth for the storybooks. Let's talk turkey with a practical tip, the Pomodoro technique. Ever heard of it? It's a time management lifesaver. You work in focused bursts, usually 25 minutes long. then take a 5-minute break. After 4 of these cycles, take a longer break. It keeps your brain fresh and avoids burnout. Now, for the actionable step, grab your calendar because you're going to create a weekly schedule. Carve out specific slots for research, writing, and yes, breaks. Why? Because your brain needs time to breathe and rejuvenate. Break it down like this. Decide the times you're at your best. Morning person, slot in a couple of Pomodoros after your first cup of coffee. Night owl, schedule a few after dinner. And those breaks, don't skip them. Use them to stretch, snack, or do a quick meditation. Make sure you sprinkle in your non-research life too. We're talking family, exercise, hobbies. This isn't about chaining yourself to your desk. It's about weaving your doctoral work into the rich tapestry of your life. So let's recap. Manage your time. Don't let it manage you. Balance is your mantra. Set up that schedule and give every aspect of your life a piece of the pie. It's about working smarter, not longer. All right? Moving forward, let's chat about the dissertation itself. Picture it as a mountain. Some folks see it as Everest. Colossal, daunting, insurmountable. But hey, let's swap lenses for a moment. Here's the thing. Your dissertation isn't one giant leap to the summit. It's a hike, a step-by-step journey made up of manageable sections. Think base camps, not just a flag at the peak. Let's break it down, shall we? Your dissertation is like a book. It's got chapters, introduction, literature review, methodology, results, discussion. They're all just sections. And sections are like smaller hills, quite climbable when you take them on one at a time. All right, practical tip time, break it down. Take that big old dissertation and slice it into bite-sized pieces. Start by looking at each chapter as its own project. This makes it less ah and more aha. Ready for an actionable step? Grab a notepad or open up a doc and sketch out your dissertation chapters. Just broad strokes here, the main headings will do. Now sprinkle in some mini deadlines for each. Be generous with your time estimates. Remember, life happens. These mini deadlines are like mini goals. They're the stepping stones across the dissertation stream. And every time you hit one, celebrate a little. Why? Because progress is progress, and every paragraph written, every section completed, is a victory. It's like climbing a mountain, sure, but it's one you can absolutely conquer, one step at a time. Remember, no mountain is too high with the right path mapped out in front of you. So let's recap that action step. Outline and set mini deadlines. Stick to them, celebrate them. And before you know it, you'll be planting your flag at the top of that dissertation mountain, looking down at the trail you conquered. And it's time to tackle segment 4, the isolation of doctoral studies. Now there's this image of the lone researcher, secluded in an ivory tower, poring over books and articles into the wee hours. Sounds lonely, right? But here's the real scoop. The path to a PhD doesn't have to be a solo flight. In fact, it shouldn't be. Collaboration and mentorship, they're not just nice-to-haves, they're must-haves. They're the secret sauce that can take your research and your experience from just okay to top-notch. Let's get into our practical tip. Plug into your academic community. Surround yourself with peers and mentors who get it, who understand the grind and can offer insight, support, and maybe a much-needed coffee or two. And for our actionable step, I'm going to give you a nudge out of that comfort zone. Join a research group, or hey, why not find a study partner? These can be in your department, online, through academic networks, anywhere. Sharing the load can lighten it, and ideas shared can grow exponentially. Connecting with others can help refine your ideas, keep you motivated, and hey, it just makes the whole experience a lot more enjoyable. You're not just gaining a colleague, you're gaining an ally. It's like having a co-pilot on this doctoral flight. So let's wrap this up. Engage and seek mentorship. You're part of a broader scholarly community, and that's a pretty exciting place to be. Join a group or partner up, and remember, a shared problem is a problem halved. Doctoral studies don't have to be a lonely hearts club, not by a long shot. And just like that, we're at the finish line of today's journey. Let's take a moment to glance back at the ground we've covered, shall we? We kicked off with the real purpose of a doctorate. It's not a knowledge hoarding game, but a chance to throw your own pebble into the academic pond. We then zipped through the time commitment, busting the myth that doctoral studies should consume your every waking hour. Remember, structured sprints with the Pomodoro technique can keep you sane and productive. We scaled the dissertation mountain together, breaking it into approachable sections and setting those mini deadlines. And we ended by stepping out of the isolation zone, embracing the power of community, mentorship, and collaboration. Now, I want to challenge you to take these insights and shake off the old misconceptions. Embrace a pragmatic approach. I'm betting you've got some stories to tell and experiences to share from today's episode, and I'd love to hear them. Thank you for lending me your ears and minds. Don't forget, Writers ER is here for you. We're committed to guiding doctoral candidates like you across the finish line. And speaking of finishes, make sure to check out Dr. Anthony Robinson's playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less. It's a treasure trove of strategies. And hey, if he completed 2 dissertations in 6 months, imagine what golden nuggets you'll find inside. You can grab your copy at writersER.com/playbook. Warm wishes as you forge ahead with your studies. Keep climbing, keep connecting, and above all, keep contributing to the wealth of knowledge out there. Until next time, take care and keep making ripples.